chapter number 12, a familiar portion of Scripture this morning. As I was praying about the occasion, the first Sunday of a new year, and of course every time we circle around to a new year, it is a time where we do a moment reflect upon the previous year. And then, the time of perspective is we think about another one. God established us and established the earth and life based upon time. And so we live our days and we live our hours and weeks and months and years. And as you and I consider it, we realize that this can be a stopping point and it can be a starting point. As we look back on the previous year, there's probably a little mix of joy and sorrow, maybe some highs and lows of life. But as we face the new year, you and I have a reason for hope. You know why? Because the Lord is with us. And His good grace is always sufficient. And that the Lord knows what we're going to face this coming year. I don't have a clue, but God does. And He'll be with us, and He'll prepare us, guide us, lead us, and direct us as we trust for Him. We think about the new year also as a time when we stop and we reflect upon the fact that there ought to be maybe some changes and some corrections to ensure a better year. I think all of us desire to have a better year than even the previous year. But we as God's people have a foundation of hope. We trust in the living God. And we know that if we will walk with Him and walk close with Him, that we're going to be all right. Because the Lord is our all in all. There are many scriptures and many truths we can look at today in such time as this. But the Lord led me back to probably one of the greatest fundamental truths in all the Bible to ensure the good year. So notice in our scripture, Mark chapter number 12, and find your place in verse number 28. The Bible reads that one of the scribes came having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Jesus answered him, this, the first of all the commandments, is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. As I thought about the time of reflection and the time of seeking things to be better and have a better year, a better perspective on what's to come. And I thought about this passage of Scripture. That one thing that we should be compelled to do that would somewhat have an answer for all things. And that is to love my God more than I've ever learned. Amen. To love Him. Most of us realize today that we deal with some heart issues that distract us from loving the Lord like we should. And I think about sometimes we're not careful, our affections get displaced. Sometimes our ambitions and values are out of order. And sometimes our priorities are wrong. Because all of us should testify today, something I know, there's nothing more important in life than my Lord and my Savior. There's nothing more important than my relationship, my fellowship with Him. That kind of sets the stage for everything. But a friend of mine was discussing one day with some people that, well, they just wouldn't listen. They just won't come to church. We just can't get them here. And he said, well, I tell you what the problem is, the heart's not right. The heart's not right. We need to love the Lord with all of our heart. I'm going to give you several simple things here today about this wonderful topic. We should love the Lord our God, for first of all, it is right. It is right. Listen, we want to make sure that we do right things this year. And we don't want to do foolish things and things that will bring negative consequences to our life. We don't want to make mistakes and failures. And so let's start out right. Let's start the new year right. Listen, by ensuring that we love the Lord our is the right thing to do. You and I know that God is love. God is light, and God is life. God is life. You and I rejoice in all that God has given us and all He's done for us. And we rejoice today. We should know this. Here's a great truth that we need to be reminded of, and that is that He is our Creator. It's He that made us and not we ourselves. God is the one that gives you the gift of life.
Amen.
Now, when you think about the miracle of a newborn baby, here's something. God pulls back the veil that you see. That it's not just biological, but the hand of God is there. Why? Because we understand something that distinguishes the human life from the animal life. That is, God breathed in the man and he became a living soul. That every child that's born, listen, God has blessed for the power of an endless existence, an endless life. We were created in the image of God, and listen, God is the one that not only gives you life, but God is the one that sustains our life. We should love God with all of our heart, soul, and mind and strength, because life comes from Him, and life is sustained by Him. The Bible says, by Him all things consist. By the Word of God, you and I have life.
Amen.
You and I understand that I have no control over my next breath and my next heartbeat. That could change in a moment. Oh, there are things we can do to help with that. But when God says, that's it. You and I are blessed with life, and life is sustained by God. The Lord began to teach us, listen, that He is the provider of life. For all living things, God is faithful to provide everything, every essential, every necessity for every living creature. God sustains life. You and I know that the winds and waves obey His voice. That God is the one that blesses us with the sunshine and the rain. Sometimes God shows Himself by withholding essentials of our life to give us a wake-up call, hey, that we need the Lord. Listen, when God holds back the rain for about 3 months, listen, the prayer closet is busier. Listen, when realized ain't nothing we can do about it, God has to do something. And so we are sustained. Now James reminds us that all good things come from the Father.
Amen.
Do you have any good things in your life? Amen. You don't thank God for it. You have a precious family, you better thank God for that. You have a good church home and the family of God and friends, you better thank God for that. Listen, you are blessed today. And listen, you're not worried about what you're going to eat this week other than what it is. You have plenty. Listen, not worried about whether you have clothes or shelter. Listen, there's some folks who are, but if you are blessed today with those things, not even a concern, you ought to thank God for it, because every good thing in your life comes from the Father.
Amen.
And so, you know what? It's right to love God. It's right. Not only is He the Creator, Sustainer, but also He's the Savior. You and I come today, we come to rejoice as God's children. And listen, we know something very special about our relationship with God. We understand today that because of the Lord Jesus Christ and the price He paid in the blood of His head, that He brings salvation to us. And so, listen, you know what today? I'm rejoicing that I have life eternal from God, all because of Jesus. And listen, we love Him because He first loved us. Oh, such love. God so loved that He gave His only begotten Son. Jesus so loved you that He took your sins upon Himself. He so loved you that He suffered and, listen, mocked and crucified. Listen, He endured all those things because He loves you. The Bible reminds us, he that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Because He had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Listen, I rejoice today that the death sentence has been taken away, and now it's just a transition. The sting of death is gone. Thank God the body is laid aside, the soul and the spirit go to be with God. And so, listen, we rejoice today that when this body says, that's it, thank God, I'm set free. And listen, like an eagle flying soar to be with God. And it's a graduation day. It's glory. It's no more tears, suffering, sorrow, goodbye. It's a day of victory for the child of God when he steps on the other side.
Amen.
And he gets to see Jesus face to face. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, and so I want to tell you, as you think about the new year, and you think about desiring to have a better year, a great year, a blessed year, listen, then let's go back to the very foundation. And you know what? Let's love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. Let's love Him. You know what? Because it's the right thing to do. Because the truth is, I owe Him everything. Everything. And it's all by His mercy and His grace. I don't deserve anything other than hell. But listen, every blessing I receive, if I got nothing else but eternal life, I am a blessed man. But look, God daily loadeth us with benefits. Hey, listen, God is so good to you and to me. Hi, listen, I don't love Him as I should, but He still blesses me. I don't serve Him as I should, but He still blesses me. I don't obey Him as I should, but He still blesses me. I'm glad He's merciful. I'm glad He's gracious. I'm glad God delights to give. I'm glad He's been so good and blessed us beyond measure. And so you and I ought to rejoice and praise Him and love Him. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. And if you want things to be right, then be right in your heart and love God. And so God is great, He's good, God is truth, God is salvation. And to love Him is to hate evil. Number two. You and I should love God not because it's right. We should love God because it's redeeming. It's redeeming. Our life was gripped by sin. And listen, we were walking in the paths of darkness. And headed down that broad road to destruction. But the love of God appeared to us. And the gospel was preached and we discovered that He loved me, and He loved me just as I am. He loved me even though I was a sinner, even though I had not showed Him any worship, and though I had not respected Him, reverenced Him, though I had blessed Him in His name, though I had cursed His name, though I had rejected. Listen, the gospel message, I'm glad that He pursued after me, and I'm glad, listen, that He loved me, and I'm thankful when I gave my heart like Him and received the love of God. And you know what? Man, it started something in your life and mine when we open our heart to the love of God. You see, when a man loves God, he'll love the truth. Well, we got a lot of lies, deception, falsehood in this world. But I'll tell you something, a man loves God, he loves the truth.
That's right.
If a man loves God, listen, he'll love righteousness. If a man loves God, he'll seek to obey the commandments. If he loves God, you know what? He's going to love his neighbor.
That's right.
If a man begins to love God, he'll show mercy and show kindness and compassion. If a man loves God, he'll care about the sinner. And so, listen, when you and I love God, not only is it right, but it's redeeming. It changes our life. It rescues our life. And God is working on you. God is making something in your life. God, listen, has put a treasure in your soul. And so, God changes us. And so, we sing that song. Listen and rejoice. That when I received Jesus Christ, what a wonderful change has been wrought in my life. Listen, since I received Jesus Christ, to love the Lord. You know what a man does when he loves God? He wants to glorify God. He wants to praise Him and show forth, listen, His worship, His praise, to give honor and glory to Him. If a man loves God, he's faithful to glorify and worship the Lord. I tell you, He's worthy. All my blessings are from Him. Now listen, when a man loves God, he desires fellowship. If you love someone, you love to be, listen, in communion, to be near Him. If a man loves God, he's going to have a desire to be near God. Wherever Jesus is, where I want to be near people, near Him. imagine the grief, the sorrow, and the concern of the disciples when Jesus said, "Where I'm going, you cannot go." Because I'm going to tell you, when they left their lips and when they left their jobs and began to follow him, you know what happened? All their fears and cares began to melt away. You know why? Because we're walking with the Son of God. Listen, and sure enough, you know what? I don't believe they did a whole lot of stressing about where we're going to spend the night, where we're going to sleep, and where we're going to eat. The Lord just took care of everything. And even when it came time to pay taxes, the Lord sent us over to Fish. Fish caught up the coin and paid the tax. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord did take care of everything. And so, you know what? They just desired to be near him. Just wanted to be with him. Had to be in his fellowship. When a man loves God, listen, he also brings forth a thanksgiving in his heart. Because, listen, you and I, we value the mercy and grace of God, and we treasure all the blessings. And listen, we rejoice in all the precious gifts that God has given us. We rejoice, listen, in the Word of God and treasure the Scriptures. We rejoice in our church and our fellowship with God's people, believers. And listen, we rejoice in the time of prayer that God gives us and all the precious things that God puts in our life. We rejoice in them. They're gifts of God, and we're thankful for them. And listen, don't you like very unthankful people?
Amen.
People that have joy and thanksgiving. I tell you what, in this world today, the most miserable crowd I've ever seen. And I tell you, some folk can't open their mouth unless they're complaining about something. This, that, and the other, this, that, and the other. Listen, I stopped by a lady at the gym. She was new. And I said, I enriched myself, and I said, "I'm glad you're here, but you don't look too happy about it." She just cracked up. She said, "Well," she said, "I guess some of us here call we need to, and some of us here call we like it." But anyway, she said, "I need to be here." And she said, "Thank you for encouraging her a little bit this morning and making her smile." I mean, it looked like she was just talking. But listen, aren't you glad you're around people who just have a spirit of thanksgiving? Just know they've been blessed. I'm going to tell you. You see, it not only is it right to love God, but it's redeeming. It shines over your face when you love God.
Amen.
Listen, it shows up in your conversation, it shows up in your spirit, your attitude. It shows up in the gifts of kindness, love, compassion, care, and concern for others. You know why that is? Because when you love God, listen, God began to manifest this change in your life. Molding you maybe to the image of his dear son. Hey, listen, when a man really loves the Lord, you know, he desires to please him. Desire to please the Lord. I want to be an obedient child. I want to have his smile upon me. I want to listen to just to do his perfect will. When a man loves God, he serves with joy and not with obligation. So many folks, "I'll do it, nobody else will do it." And most folks, "Ain't my job, ain't anybody." But you know what? A man really loves God. He'll serve with joy. It's a delight. Listen, it's a great privilege in the life to serve the Lord. And I'm so thankful he gives me the opportunity, the ability to do something for his name. And listen, you might not be doing anything but pray, but thank God it's a privilege to be able to pray and thank God for somebody who does it through faithful praise when you're more of it than ever. Pray. Oh, listen, what can I do for the Lord? What can I do? Listen, to be able to sing for his glory, thank God every day you've been given a gift to bless God's children with your voice. That's a privilege. You know how many folk would line up to do that if they could? I know folk all the time, they said, "Boy, one of the things I'm rejoicing in heaven is that God can give me a voice and let me sing it too."
There you go.
Won't be silent, no silent notes in glory. And nobody fights in the choir over there. Now listen, what a privilege you have. What a privilege. Now listen, an able body that enables you to help others. You ought to thank God every day for that. Thank cheerfulness. They do. God loves a cheerful giver. A man loves God. Listen, he doesn't weep over every dollar. Oh, I put that in there. Oh, so we're never going to make it. We'll start with that. Listen, my man loves God. He gives cheerfully. What a privilege. You're blessed by God to give. God didn't give you resources for you to build a kingdom out here to your glory. He gave you resources for His kingdom and His glory. Thank God you have a privilege to do something for His name. And listen, use it for God. You shall be rewarded. It goes to the heavenly exchange department where God transfers it from something material and makes it spiritual and gives you a heavenly reward. And listen, you can lay up riches in glory. And so, listen, I have found, and I've noticed, it may not be true at every occasion, but I think the dogs who love and worship their owner the most are the ones who can rescue you. Thank God, I'm glad you rescued me and delivered me from the paths of destruction. And so, listen, and you know what? As we think about this new year, listen, love God, love the Lord Jesus like never before. And listen, you love Him because it's right. You love Him because it's redeeming. Listen, oh, the blessing that God is making out of your life when you love Him. And then thirdly, we love the Lord God because it's rewarding. Oh, yes, it is. It's rewarding. Jesus said this in John 14. Jesus answered, said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come in and make our abode with him. That is, the Lord will manifest his presence, those who love him. You know what? Every time Jesus passed through Bethany, you know where he went? He went to a house. Do I know what house that was?
Mary, Martha,
and Lazarus. You think they went there because they had a big lazy boy? You know why he went there? Because they loved him. You know what this thing's all about? It's God's desire to be loved. That's what it's all about. God's desire to be loved. God wants you to love him because you should. It's right. And when it does, it redeems your life, but also brings reward. He said, listen, we'll make our presence, we'll abide with you. You'll know the presence of God in your life. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians 2:9, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them who love him. You know what God says? You can't even begin to imagine what I've prepared for those who love me. You can't even begin to comprehend. No matter how good your imagination is, you cannot begin to comprehend. Listen, the glory, the wonder, the treasure of what it will be in all that God has provided and all that Christ has going to prepare for those who love Him. And so great will be that reward. The Bible says, henceforth there's laid up a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them that also love His appearing. To love His appearing. He said, I've got a crown of righteousness. You know what makes that so special? Because as you and I live in the last days, you know what you are to the world as a child of God? A piece of trash. Jesus said, marvel not, the world hate you. Listen, Paul said that they considered him what you scrape out of the bottom of the pot. He said, that's what they looked upon him. And you and I know, listen, that persecution's on the rise. And listen, it's moving at a rapid pace. They're coming for Israel, and they're coming for you as a child of God, as a Christian. And so, listen, we see that on the horizon. And listen, mocked, ridiculed, hated, persecuted. Listen, but the Lord says, if you love me and love my appearing, I've got a crown of righteousness. And one day, listen, He will present you as the sons of God. And the Bible says that we will rule and reign with Him when He takes the throne of death. And so, listen, all them people that were abused, hated, mocked, killed, martyred, crucified, fed the lions. Listen, they're going to make up the cabinet of the kingdom of heaven. Highest in all the world shall know them as the sons of God. God said, you hold on. Those who love me, I've got a crown. The Bible says, hearken, my beloved brethren, had not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, heirs of the kingdom, which he had promised to them that love him. He said, you're heirs to the kingdom. Buddy, I'm telling you what, it's all of yours in Christ. We are joint heirs with Christ. Everything that Christ deserves and that all that he's rewarded him with and all that's his inheritance, he shares with those who love him. And so great is the reward of those who love the Lord. And so you will be exalted in due time. And listen, you shall be lifted up by the Lord and presented to the Lord as the true sons of God. Oh, listen, as you and I think about 2026 and we think about a brand new year, there are so many things we can look at that would ensure and help and bless the guy and lead us to have a better year. But I think I wanted to go back to the very fundamental truth today. And that is, if you want a really good year today, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Because listen, it's the right thing to do. And you know what? Right things bring blessings. Wrong things bring a curse. It's the right thing to do. Number two, it is redeeming. God is making something in your life, something precious, something important, something powerful, something wonderful. When you love him, God is redeeming your life from this whole flesh. And from the pride of life. And from the lust of life. And God, listen, is working on you to make you something precious in his sight. And then thirdly, listen, it is rewarding. It is rewarding. That is, you love God. Oh, listen. He'll come in and make his presence known in your life.
Amen.
And listen, he promised you, ooh, you can't imagine what I got in store for those who love me. From beginning to end of this Bible, preacher, what's this book all about? It's about God's desire to give up and show them that it's the right thing to do, that it is redeeming, that it is rewarding. If you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, I have no doubt God will bless this year. Let's pray.